Reporters can't be faulted for the headlines on their stories. They don't get to write them. Nevertheless, headlines are all many folks will read, and they convey the tone and emphasis that the outlet would have us take away. It's in that light that you read the passive, confusing word salad the New York Times offered February 29th. Quote, "As hungry Gazans crowd a convoy, a crush of bodies, Israeli gunshots, and a deathly toll," close quote. That's about the incident in which more than 100 Palestinians were killed and hundreds more wounded when Israeli snipers opened fire on people approaching a convoy of trucks carrying supplies of flour, desperately needed in the circumstances of enforced starvation inflicted by the ongoing Israeli war on and displacement of Palestinian people. Other outlets, as Robin Anderson describes for Fair.org, are referring to food aid-related deaths, as though it were relief efforts that were somehow killing Palestinians, rather than weapons paid for by the U.S. and employed by Israeli forces. And no, it isn't just with regard to U.S. involvement in violence elsewhere. The Times employs similar wordsmithery in covering for corporations that, well, sometimes make decisions that endanger human life. But listen, listen, it's because they need to make money. What else explains this corker from the paper in late January? Quote, "Boeing faces tricky balance between safety and financial performance," close quote. The subhead explains, quote, "The company is under pressure to show regulators and customers that it takes safety seriously and to reassure investors about its financial outlook," close quote. It might sound merely semantic, but the paper of record telling us that it deems the protection of human lives as, yes, important, but only as important and arguably less so than the next quarter's profits, well, that's a message we should heed. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.